David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Join me as I put my self-control to the test and see if mastering these techniques really makes a difference in achieving success. When it comes to achieving success, we often hear about the importance of hard work, perseverance, and dedication. But there's another crucial element that can make all the difference: self-control. The ability to control our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors is essential in helping us stay focused, motivated, and committed to our goals. But just how important is self-control in achieving success? And is it really a natural part of the journey to the top? Many of us struggle with self-control, and it's easy to see why. We're constantly bombarded with our distractions, temptations, and impulses that can derail us, even the best laid plans. Whether it's checking our phones every 5 minutes, procrastinating on important tasks, or giving in to unhealthy habits, a lack of self-control can hold us back from achieving our full potential. It's not just the personal goals that suffer. Poor self-control can also impact our relationships, our careers, and overall well-being. The good news is that self-control isn't something that we're born with or without. It's a skill that can be developed and strengthened over time. One biggest challenge that we face is recognizing the importance of self-control. We often underestimate the impact that small, seemingly insignificant choices can have on our lives. For example, skipping a single workout or indulging in a single slice of cake might not seem like a big deal, but these small slip-ups can quickly add up and sabotage our long-term goals. To make matters worse, we often don't even realize that we're lacking self-control until it's too late, until we've already blown our diets, missed our deadlines, or ruined our relationships. The truth is, self-control is like a muscle that needs to be exercised regularly. And the more we practice, the stronger we become. So how do we start building our self-control muscle? It begins with awareness, recognizing our weaknesses, identifying our triggers, and acknowledging our patterns, from where we can start implementing strategies to help us stay on track. This might mean that setting clear goals, creating accountability systems, or practicing mindfulness and meditation. The key is to find out what works for us and to stick with it consistently. By doing so, we can build the self-control we need to overcome obstacles, stay focused, and achieve our goals. One of the most effective self-control techniques is the Pomodoro technique. This involves working in focused 25-minute increments followed by a 5-minute break. By breaking our work into smaller, manageable chunks, we can stay focused, avoid burnout, and make significant progress in our goals. Another powerful technique is the 2-minute rule. If a task can be done in less than 2 minutes, do it immediately. This helps eliminate procrastination, reduce stress, and build momentum. These techniques might seem simple, but they can have profound impact on our productivity, motivation, and overall success. Another key aspect of self-control is our ability to delay gratification. In today's instant gratification culture, it's easy to get caught up in wanting everything now. But the truth is, the greatest rewards often require patience, persistence, and hard work. By delaying immediate pleasures, we can focus on long-term benefits, build resilience, and develop a growth mindset. For example, instead of indulging in a quick fix or a quick buck, we might want to choose to invest our time, energy, and resources in building a sustainable business, cultivating meaningful relationships, or developing a valuable skill. But what if I told you that mastering self-control might be more about practice than innate ability? What if I told you that anyone could develop the self-control they need to achieve their goals, regardless of their background, personality, or circumstances. The truth is, self-control is like a muscle that can be developed over time with consistent practice, patience, and dedication. It's not about being born with it. It's about building it from scratch. For example, a study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that people who practiced self-control exercises for just 2 months showed significant improvements in their ability to delay gratification, regulate their emotions, and achieve their goals. So what's the takeaway from all this? Mastering self-control techniques is a natural part of achieving success, but it's not about something that we're born with. It's about something that we can develop and strengthen over time. By recognizing the importance of self-control, building our self-awareness, and practicing proven techniques, we can overcome obstacles, stay focused, and achieve our goals. And the best part, anyone can do it. Thanks for listening, and I'd love to hear from you in the comments. What are some of the self-control techniques that have worked for you? And what are some of the challenges that you faced in developing your self-control? Be sure to check out my related videos on personal development, and let's continue the conversation.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.